Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
NBA playoff game twos last night. We get back into a couple more of them an hour from now here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Nick Friedell, Odyssey NBA insider, at the top of the hour as well. Are the Suns done after going down 0-2 to the Minnesota Timberwolves? And is there any value at all in betting those game twos tonight in Boston and Oklahoma City? Maybe some updated series prices as well. In 20 minutes, today's MLB card. What do we think of Blake Snell on the mound and favored against the New York Mets? Crochet and the White Sox against the Twins. Some weather in play in a couple of spots as well. But the NFL draft, as we know, now less than 34 hours away. Alongside Joe Ostrowski, I'm Chris Mack. Aaron Hawksworth off today. Chris Russell of Team 980 in Washington, D.C. with us at WrestleMania 621 on X. Morning, Chris. How are you? And this close to the draft in Washington, does it feel like it's more or less written in ink, carved in stone, or is there still some pencil to this that we could erase in Jaden Daniels' name being the next Commanders quarterback?
Chris, Joe, good to be with you guys. Thanks for having me. You know, I'm still looking for who that number two overall pick is going to be. I searched at Topgolf. I went off all the bays. I got some mozzarella sticks and a couple of beers, and I'm still searching for whoever that guy is. The Commanders may have left him at Topgolf. I'm not sure. And yeah, obviously doing a bit here. I think it's going to ultimately be Jaden Daniels, although I am scared as you know what about all of the different things that Jaden Daniels brings a little bit off the field and not just an agent with stupid emojis and some of the on-field stuff. I think it'll ultimately be Jaden Daniels because I can't ignore all the noise. I know where he is in terms of the odds, -500 you guys have up at BetMGM. I just saw -450 at another book. I'm not a big odds guy per se in that regard, thinking that, okay, that's just a reaction to all the reports and the expectations. But I can't ignore it and say, okay, he's the most pro-ready quarterback probably at this point, maybe outside of Penix and maybe more than Penix. And that's just what teams want. They want guys to come in and hit the ground running where they don't have a huge learning curve. I believe that. I don't know that about this new regime in Washington because, quite honestly, they're new and they've been sheltered and isolated from us for a large part of this stretch.
Chris, what would scare you more? Everything that comes along with Jaden Daniels or them shocking the world and going J.J. McCarthy at two?
So I don't think that's shocking the world to me. I think fans would be very surprised if J.J. McCarthy is the answer. I don't look at it as a shock, guys. Let me back up here. A month ago, I had an NFC coach, not a head coach, an assistant coach, who knows Dan Quinn exquisitely well, said, watch out for J.J. McCarthy. That's the guy that they're smitten with. Now, listen, I'm not Adam Schefter. I'm not, Peter Schrager or anybody like that. I'm not trying to – I've mentioned this a bunch. I haven't heard, anybody else be that definitive, but from what I understand, I think Adam Peters is, what's the best way to say this? I think he's the type of guy that when I think of Adam Peters' philosophy and you think of what they did in San Francisco, even though they swung and missed big time on Trey Lance, with Brock Purdy, with Jimmy Garoppolo, and remember, he was Kyle Shanahan's right-hand man. I think he was more influential in all of these decisions than even John Lynch was in San Francisco. I think J.J. McCarthy fits that mold more. The question for me is whether they can overlook the fact that J.J. McCarthy wasn't asked to shoulder the load at Michigan. Otherwise, he can do everything. I just talked to Mark Schlereth, multi-time Super Bowl champion, one of our Odyssey NFL insiders, yesterday, and he was running down all the different things J.J. McCarthy can do from a command at the line of scrimmage presence, not only go under center, but also get you in and out of bad situations. All the things that young quarterbacks transitioning from college to the NFL struggle with, in addition to playing the game and doing the things that quarterbacks need to do. And Schlereth's point was J.J. McCarthy can do that because of who he coached or who he was coached by at Michigan and because of the system that Michigan ran. So to me, I would not be surprised at all. I think Commanders fans would be upset, but I would not be surprised at all. And again, I keep going back to what that one coach who knows Dan Quinn very well told me 3 weeks, a month ago, hey, man, and this was before a lot of the heat started on J.J. McCarthy moving up the boards. He's like, hey, keep an eye on J.J. McCarthy.
Chris Russell of the Team 980 in D.C. at WrestleMania 621 on Twitter with us here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. This is a more Commanders-focused question than a draft-related question, Chris, but I'm just curious. What's the feeling amongst Commanders fans about what I would think is probably going to be, I don't want to call it a split coaching staff, like Dan Quinn's the head coach, okay, that's all well and good, but Cliff Kingsbury is coming in to run everything on the offensive side of the ball. Is that a good sense that it gives Washington fans? Like, hey, at least we have somebody here who can run the offense and can make the most out of this young quarterback, whether it's Jaden Daniels or someone else. Or is there a worry about maybe a lack of cohesiveness, or just what's the sense around the rebuilding of the coaching staff in Washington?
Yeah, so when Dan was hired, I championed the hire. I thought he would be a great hire because I still believe that you can win with defense. Now, listen, you got to move the football, right? You got to score points. I'm not a dummy. I know that. But when Cliff Kingsbury was stolen away, apparently by Magic Johnson, from the Las Vegas Raiders at the last second, I think that made a lot of fans feel like, oh, okay, Dan wasn't kidding around. Like, you know, he's swinging a big stick here. Former head coach, guy who's worked with Mahomes, guy who's worked with Baker, guy who's worked with Kyler Murray, of course, worked with Caleb last year at USC. So a lot of people kind of thought maybe that would be the situation. That does not appear like that in any way, shape, or form is going to happen here. I mean, I'd be stunned on that. But I think people feel much more comfortable with Cliff Kingsbury running the show from an offensive perspective. But make no mistake, guys, Dan Quinn is the head coach. And Dan Quinn is going to have an instrumental role in shaping and cultivating this offense from the standpoint of obviously a successful defensive coordinator and a former head coach. He knows what he's looking for in a quarterback, and specific to Jaden Daniels, he did mention a couple of weeks ago, specifically at the owners meeting, I think it was, hey man, I really, really like how he gets through his progressions, how he sees the field, how his vision improved, all of that. The question for me is, has it improved enough to then deal with NFL defenses as opposed to SEC defenses? And I don't know how good SEC defenses are in today's SEC world. I mean, Alabama and Georgia are good, but is anybody else really, really, really good? It's not NFL quality. I know that. So the question for me is, can Kingsbury get the ball out of whoever the quarterback's hand, spread the field without compromising pass pro, right? Because they have a shaky offensive line and left tackle's not a strength right now. We'll see what they do tomorrow night or Friday night. But can they spread the field, get the ball out of whoever the quarterback's hands are? And I think that's part of the rationale between hiring Kingsbury, one, and also going and getting a guy like Austin Eckler. Don't underestimate. And if you can find a prop, you know, Austin Eckler plus 50 catches, plus 55, I think he's going to have 75, 80 catches somewhere in this offense because they have to get the ball out of the hands of the quarterback, especially if it's Jaden, who took a lot of car crash type hits at LSU. And we all know his pressure to sack percentage and all that stuff is pretty high. Yeah, I don't know if that answers the question, but I hope it does.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Well, it certainly looks like the quarterback that comes in, they're trying to give them some help with Eckler and, of course, Ertz. And six picks in the first three rounds, like, you need those to probably be day one starters, most of those. Yeah. So after you go quarterback, you got 36 and 40 in the second round, one from the sweat deal from the Bears there. You got a few in the third round. But the secondary is god-awful. Like, from a betting perspective, we're always taking the quarterbacks and the receivers for yards going against the Commanders. Do you think they end up, obviously, in their situation, best player available, but do you think they end up building around the quarterback more with those five other picks or attacking the defense because it needs so much help?
Well, I think priority number one outside of quarterback should be left tackle, and that's what I'm expecting it to be and what I think most people expect it to be. Now, who, you know, do they trade up for a Guyton from Oklahoma, somebody like that? I know that's not sexy in the betting world, but we all know you need left tackles, right, to be effective, and they don't have one that has 17-game talent, if that makes sense, right? They have guys that can play and plug and play and whatever. They don't have a stud like a Trent Williams or somebody like that that they've had here in the past or anybody even close. So that's number one. After that, I think is the intriguing, and whether that means they trade at 36 back up into the first round, certainly a possibility, or if they stay at 36, depending on the run, you know, in the top 20, top 22, say, of the draft, we'll have to wait and see. After that, I think it's really intriguing as to where they go. You mentioned corner. Or secondary, they lose Kendall Fuller. I think corner is their biggest need. Dan Quinn, obviously, and Joe Witt Jr., their new defensive coordinator, both have extensive experience with the secondary. Both got a lot of mileage and a lot of value, as you guys know, from guys that were maybe a little unheralded in Dallas in terms of creating turnovers and takeaways. That's a big thing for this defense. So maybe that's a little bit too early, meaning 40, but I definitely think by the end of day two, you will see a corner specific, probably more than safety, but I can't rule out safety because they did lose Cam Curl. But in terms of 36 and 40, I would say left tackle. And for me, guys, I in a wide receiver draft, I might be able to let wide receiver go a little bit, but tight end is a huge need. I know Zach Ertz, you know, you guys mentioned Zach Ertz. He's 34 years old. He's always hurt, right? He finished up last year hurt. He couldn't even make it on the Lions roster, and they signed him late in the year. I know he's familiar with Cliff's system. Got it. I know he was great when he was healthy. Got it. But he's not healthy, and they don't have anybody else right now. They need a quarterback-friendly tight end. So maybe a Jatavion Sanders or somebody like that from Texas early in that second round in one of those picks, 36 and 40, would be what I would hope for.
Chris Russell of the Team 980 in Washington, D.C. with us here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. All of that kind of rolls up, everything you just mentioned in the last 2 minutes, Chris, into a question that you started to head down this path just a second ago, but I'm curious. You mentioned Eckler coming in, the skill position players other than tight end, they're probably pretty satisfied with. Kingsbury thinks he can do something with them, but left tackle sitting out there. And we ask this because you can bet on how many tackles, or offensive linemen, I should say, are going to be going in the first round of the draft. And so is Washington. You mentioned between 36 and 40. How much do you think they have an interest in trading up to get a specific player or position late in the first round, trading back into the first round Thursday night, versus sitting there in the mid to late 30s and letting something come to them in the last minute we have here?
Well, you know, for me, again, it's going to kind of depend on how the role, how it plays out, of course, on Thursday night, right? Like if you see, like for instance, you know, if you see, you know, all the big left, of course, Joe Alt will go early. If you see Fuaga from Oregon State go off, you know, in the top 15, if you see J.C. Latham, the right tackle from Alabama, go off, if you see the kid from Washington, who I like the most, because he's a true left tackle, but even though people think he can go into guard, he's an athletic freak. If you watch the tape on him, and if you watch even against Michigan in the national championship game, I thought he was really impressive in that, even though Washington's offensive line struggled. If you see all those guys go in the top 20, then I think you're going to have to trade up. Because to me, that was the one position, guys, that I think Adam Peters did a poor job, quite honestly, if I can be critical, and I, of course I can, of addressing in free agency. They brought in all of these guys, 20-plus guys, filled a ton of holes. They still have a ton of room. They didn't really go hard after Tyron Smith. They didn't go hard after who was it? Brown from New England. They didn't go hard even after a right tackle with, say, like a Jonah Williams or somebody like that, maybe, that you could convert back to left tackle, even though he had more success at right tackle. They didn't go after any of those guys. There was nothing there. So I think they were kind of counting on this draft because of how heavy it was at tackle. My question now is, not only who do you go out and get and how high do you go up if there's a run on tackles, and maybe the quarterback thing and the wide receiver thing will spare that a little bit, but also do you go and get a right tackle that, or a right tackle in college, like a Guyton's mostly a right tackle, Latham's a right tackle, Fuaga at Oregon State is a right tackle. Do you go and get that guy because he's got the athletic traits to then transfer over and play left tackle? I know that's a little football X-y and O-y, but these are the questions that I have. I think there'll probably be, if I had to guess, 7 total tackles in the first round. I think it's that good of a class, and I think it's that much of a need, not only on the left side, but also on the right side.
Great stuff, Chris.
7, maybe 8.
We appreciate the time and all the insight on what's going on in Washington specifically. Definitely check him out, T980 in Washington, D.C., at WrestleMania621 on X. Perhaps that affects what you think may happen late in the first round with some of those offensive linemen. NBA top of the hour, game 2's on tap tonight, and today's MLB card next, right here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.